This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Before we get into this Texas high school football conversation, the all-century team that that you found on Dallas Morning News, I believe.
It's pretty crazy, yeah.
We lost a Master Pete. We lost a Tolo last night. Our friend Angelo passed away, and I've known this guy since before his best friend. It was Fry and the guy.
Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan was our intern. I think that was the only intern we've had that we actually just called him by his real name. But Fry and the guy was, when I would do big balls, they would show up every night and they would hang out with us, and they were just great people. And losing him, this dude had a spirit about him that was just remarkable. I don't know if you saw from our boss man, Gavin Spittle. He said, we're going to leave a chair open in memory of Angelo from now on here in the studio. I appreciate that. That's awesome. The other thing, too, Elvis Andrus replied on one of the tweets to Dylan, said, very sad news. Angelo was an amazing human being and one of the best Texas Rangers fans. Rest in peace, little brother. You'll be forever remembered. But for me, there was a night shortly after Lucy was born where I was doing the big balls thing down there, and I kind of needed something to take my mind off of everything that was going on. We were down at Bombshells. I needed to get back to work, too, so I needed to make some money. And I go down there, and I'm emceeing big balls, and I'm kind of, doing my thing, and they show up, and they're talking to me. And they were like, hey, do you like wrestling? And I was like, I love to troll Kevin about wrestling. And Angelo left me with these three phrases of wisdom that I've used in every way, shape, or form. And I wanted to throw those out there tonight in memory of Angelo. First off, the new ECW is way better than the original.
I remember how angry these made me at the time.
And I've had these in my notes since then, Kevin. They're still there. Secondly, Bret Hart deserved it.
Oh,
Vince
my God.
Was right.
That's terrible.
And thirdly, Vince Russo is the greatest person to ever.
Angelo knew so much about wrestling. I was just flipping through our conversations. I remember how angry those made me at Big Balls, too. He's the one who told me, like, the New Japan show I went to last month. He's the one who told me that it was going to be in Dallas. And I was like, oh, is that for real? Like, I'd seen that. I just thought somebody mocked that together. And he's like, no, it's really happening. I was like, we got to go. And then the last interactions we had was just last month is after Rangers game. He messaged me. He's like, that was a rough game. And I said, so sad. And he goes, yeah, like a Ric Flair retirement match sad. And I just said, ha, true. And so, like, obviously you referenced it. He loved baseball. He was a humongous wrestling fan as well. And he was just like a super nice person. Like, I went to a couple of wrestling things with him. And then you might have just seen him out and about or wherever. But, like, in addition to being a nice person, if you ever spent time with him, the most amazing thing about Angelo is he could get things done.
Absolutely.
Like, I can't explain exactly how he got some of the things done because I didn't entirely understand it myself. But it was like, oh, you saw Hulk Hogan? Yeah, I'll go talk to him. I'll take care of it. The security, don't worry about it. Need to get into a Rangers playoff game? Only got one press pass? Yeah, I'll get you in. Don't worry about it. Like, he just made things happen. And as I told Dylan, everybody loved Angelo, and Dylan's all right.
And don't forget, my guy Angelo, who I went to school with, had jokes. The man had jokes.
Absolutely, for sure. Did.
And, dude, he had a way with the ladies, too, whether he viewed it that way or not.
Oh, he viewed it that
you
way.
I figured. You could see some swooning happening, so, yeah.
Well, rest in peace, and I don't know if anybody saw any pictures, but the dude was loved by lots of Tolos out there and lots of DFW people around here. Thanks a lot, man.
He mentioned DFW, so I am going to strain to transition into this, which I think will fascinate you. I was so fascinated by it, I cut it out of the newspaper this morning. That's how much I care. So we're rolling up on the 100th year of Texas high school football. And, UIL state football games.
Okay.
It goes back a little bit more. Do you know what happened in the very first state championship game?
No.
If you did, that would be the most amazing thing that's ever happened on this show.
Plano won.
Ooh, that is a fair guess. Houston Heights and Cleburne were co-champions after battling to a 0-0 tie in 1920.
Fantastic.
So, we're up to 100 years, and I wanted to run down this list because if you have ever questioned that Texas high school football is the best, these are all people from just DFW, all right? And this team is insane. There are five DFW players who are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Only four of them made the list.
Boo.
There are 17 players from DFW who have been taken in the top 10 of the NFL draft. Only eight of them made the list. The Hall of Famer that was omitted, well, at quarterback, you have Hall of Famer Bobby Lane. You have state champion and Pro Bowler Matthew Stafford. You have Davey O'Brien, who the best quarterback award is named after in college football.
Davey O'Brien. Yeah, Cam Newton won that.
And you have the person who made the team, Kyler Murray.
What?
Kyler Murray, I think you can make a very strong argument, is the greatest high school football player in the history of Texas. He was...
That feels a little big, but also Kyler was outstanding.
No, you're right, Reggie. It does feel huge.
But he played in 42 games, and he went 42-0 and won three state championships. So, you know, I'll take my chances.
So he made this team?
Yeah, he is the quarterback.
First ballot?
Ahead of NFL Hall of Famer Bobby Lane.
Okay. Jeez.
Go to the running backs.
Doak Walker.
Doak Walker is one of them.
Your face, Colby.
The other one is the person that when he committed to Texas, I was sad because I thought he was going to run for 8 billion yards and score 80,000 touchdowns. It's Jonathan Gray from Aledo, who is another one of the
He was a remarkable high school football player.
You know, he ran for about 11,000 yards in high school. 11,000!
I read up on him a lot back when we were, because we were covering sports back then.
Yes.
You know, we were doing that stuff at that time. That dude was an absolute baller.
So what, he played for like 6-7 years in high school?
No, he played for 4 years and he scored 205 touchdowns. So just think about that. He averaged
50 touchdowns,
2,750 yards and 51 touchdowns per season, starting as a freshman when it probably wasn't as good. What? I thought he was going to go to Texas and smash every record that has ever existed. And people are like, he's not that good. And I was like, you should shut up because he's going to be awesome. And you're going to regret ever saying that.
They did.
So wide receivers, Charlie Taylor, might not know him as much. He's from a school that doesn't even exist anymore. Michael Crabtree and Tim Brown.
Oh, I forgot Tim Brown played in.
Wow. Tim Brown.
Tim Brown's behind Michael Crabtree on this list?
No, these are like, I just listed these in like order of like impact for you guys. Tim Brown is at the top of the list. He went to Woodrow Wilson. On the offensive line, you have Joe Gilliam, who played in Super Bowl I.
What?
Yeah. You have...
But for Kansas City?
Yes, okay. He did. Luis Vasquez,
I knew that,
who played in the Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl with the Broncos. Brian Waters.
With Denver?
Yes.
See? I knew that one, too.
Okay.
He said Broncos.
Brian Waters, who made the Pro Bowl 6 times.
I know him. He went to UNT, baby.
Richmond Webb, who made the Pro Bowl 7 times.
Holy jeez.
And Luke Jokel, who was the number 2 overall pick. Toughest omission, they said. Somebody that you know, somebody that I know. Justin Blaylock, who was an All-American at Texas and played in the NFL for 8 years. Think about that. He was in the NFL for 8 years and was an all-pro in college. He does not make the list.
And one time he told me, yeah, blocking for Mike Vick is kind of tough.
I can definitely see that. And the all-time kicker is Matt Stover, who is sixth in the history of the NFL in points scored. He edged out Phil Dawson, who's 11th in the history of the NFL in points scored. So two of the highest scoring 11 players in the history of the NFL are from DFW High School football. And I know you're thinking, wow, that's insane. The offense has got the advantage. Does it?
Let's... I mean, dude, you gave us Kyler Murray and Jonathan Gray. Oh, and Doak Walker.
I did.
So I feel like we're doing pretty good on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
Tim Brown.
I could see why you would think that,
and
but...
Michael Crabtree.
Let's go to...
What was that?
Michael Crabtree.
No, you got it. Let's go to the defense. We start with the defensive backs. There's Yale Larry, who I have to admit, I didn't know who that was.
He started
Until
Yale.
Today.
Yeah, well, yes, but I looked it up. So he made the Pro Bowl 9 times. He was a 3-time first-team All-Pro and won 3 NFL championships as a defensive back. He also led the NFL in punting average 3 different seasons. So that's a thing.
What?
Dude, you ought to see his football card. It is classic 1930s football card.
I know. I absolutely believe that. Then there was Bobby Boyd. Bobby Boyd was 3-time first-team All-Pro, won an NFL title with the no longer existing Baltimore Colts. Then there's Aqib Talib and Everson Walls.
Both from the same school.
Yes.
Both of them went to Berkner.
Berkner, Woodrow Wilson, and Carter are the only teams on the list to have more than one player. So 4-time Pro Bowler Merton Hanks didn't make the cut. Then we go to
that's fine. I'm fine with the neck not making his way there.
Fair enough. Then we go to the linebackers. Bill Forrester, who won 2 NFL titles, not Super Bowls, NFL titles. That's how far back it goes. Jesse Armstead with the Carter Super Team, and of course, Von Miller.
Yeah, somebody said, by the way, from the 817, Von Miller would destroy Kyler Murray.
Well,
like in would as a quarterback, could Von Miller play quarterback better than Kyler Murray?
I would probably say no.
Okay.
But he might
there
be
you
as
have it.
Fast as Kyler
Kevin
Murray.
Kevin says that Kyler Murray is better than Von Miller.
I mean,
what? OU,
dude,
over
in,
A&M.
In Kyler Murray, I trust. Then you go to the defensive line, which, I don't know, could be the most horrifying defensive line you've ever seen in your life. It starts with Myles Garrett.
Oh, man. He's good.
He is good.
That's a grown man.
He was the number one pick in the 2017 NFL draft and made the Pro Bowl his second year.
Yeah, but what has he done since then?
I mean,
made his way as like the third best defensive player of the year option this year?
Okay, sure. So since he did that, there's been no football. So I guess he has done nothing since then for good reason. You follow that up with Ray Childress, who was the number 3 pick in the 1985 NFL draft. He played 12 seasons in the NFL, was a 5-time Pro Bowler, and 2-time All-American. Then you followed
Dude,
up.
Dude, I'm so sorry. I thought you said Ray Carruth. And
No.
I'm sorry.
Defensive line.
Don't kill this segment. So next, come on. How did you not know that was going to happen? Person hanging out with Ray Carruth. Next up. I feel bad about that.
What?
I don't. I kind of do. Next up.
What are you doing?
Next up. Michael Carter from Thomas Jefferson. If you don't know who Michael Carter is, you really, really should. Check this out. All right. So he went to the Pro Bowl 3 times. Awesome. Won a Super Bowl 3 times. However, more important than any of that, the same year that he won a Super Bowl, 1984, he won a silver medal in the Olympics for the shot put. What?
Wow.
So he won the Super Bowl and an Olympic medal in the same year. And then you finish off the defensive line with Harvey Martin.
Dear God.
Okay, somebody did ask, why is Adrian Peterson not on this list?
I don't think Palestine counts in DFW.
Oh, well, there you go. I thought, yeah, I for some reason, my mind said Texas.
No, this is not Texas. This is just DFW.
Just the DFW area?
Do you know how long it would take if this was just Texas?
Oh, my God.
No.
Like, okay, well, we'll work on getting that answer to you. But just check it out. These 23 players that were selected just from DFW combined to get 87 Pro Bowl selections. They won the Heisman Trophy 3 times. They won the Super Bowl MVP 2 times, and 2 of the players were selected number 1 in the NFL draft. So if you ever wonder how Texas is the best at high school football and how DFW specifically is the best at high school football, here you go.
Yeah, and for some reason, UT can't recruit them all. That's weird, you know?
I mean, they got Jonathan Gray. They did. I thought he was going to annihilate
UT does everything they can. Not getting all the best ones out of his area.
Why are you doing?
I'm just saying, like, you know.
What's your face?
Hey, real quick, Houston Rockets guard Eric Gordon has agreed to a 4-year, $76 million max contract extension with the Houston Rockets.
Money is no object. It's all an illusion.
That's true. We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
Some illusion.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.